T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Aaron Katursky joins us to talk about the Roger Stone sentencing. We were waiting yesterday to find out what this guy would get for lying to the FBI, and that judgment is in now. What was it, Aaron?
Well, it's the 3 years and 4 months in prison, and to be followed by 2 years of supervised release for someone that the judge said committed serious offenses. And for all of the talk about Roger Stone and the rift it caused in the Justice Department and the mocking of the prosecutors and the, you know, that it's just part of some, you know, witch hunt, the judge said that this is serious stuff, that we should be disgusted at attempts to diminish the prosecutors and the court who are trying to do their duty and hold to account someone who lied to an institution that is upheld in the Constitution, namely Congress, and also the court in trying to obstruct justice. And so she sentenced him to prison time. He walked out without comment, still subject to a gag order because he is still fighting to get his case dismissed and undoubtedly will pursue an appeal.
Now, walk us back through the beginning of this. What exactly did he lie about?
He was the conduit between the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks and right. Ended up lying to the House Intelligence Committee when asked about it, and then obstructing the investigation as people started to dig in and did so, the judge said, with a flagrant disregard for the rule of law and with a degree of planning and deliberateness that made the sentence worthwhile. He was also convicted of witness tampering in addition to the lying and the obstruction. And prosecutors, you'll recall, initially wanted him sent to prison for up to 9 years. And that was the sentencing recommendation that President Trump called horrible. The very next day after the president's tweet, the Justice Department intervened to say that sentencing memo no longer applied. And in court, the prosecutor who ended up taking the case after the four career prosecutors who had it initially withdrew ended up apologizing to the judge for the dueling sentencing memos. But he declined to reveal exactly the circumstances of who ordered the new memo, who wrote it. And the judge kind of joked with him and said, well, you're probably the one who knows the least about this case of everyone in the room.
You cover these stories closely, you know, year after year, month after month. So is the criticism of a dual justice system where someone like Roger Stone, who has an affiliation with President Trump and is kind of a weirdo, I mean, let's be honest, he likes the he's an oddball and he likes the attention that he gets from being around the president and being in the headlines. Is this guy being singled out? Or is it fair to say there are people who are in the government bureaucracy who testify before Congress, and you could be polite and say maybe they misstate or make a mistake in their testimony, but you could also argue that they're deliberately lying to Congress, that they're treated differently?
No, the judge said that Roger Stone was not being prosecuted because of any political hijinks. She mentioned his reputation as a dirty trickster and said that has nothing to do with it. The judge said that he wasn't prosecuted for his character. She said that's left to a higher authority to judge. She said he was being prosecuted because he lied, and the lies were blatant, and they were deliberate, and they were obvious. And she said that Stone had interjected himself into the most, you know, serious matters of the day when he became this conduit between the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks and then lied about it. And she said at bottom, that's really all the case is about. It had nothing to do with a witch hunt. It had nothing to do with, you know, with political bias or animus. It had nothing to do with anything. The lies were provably false. And the judge said that's why she was meting out the sentence that she was.
Yeah, it's interesting to observe. Aaron Kotursky, live for us this morning from ABC News. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.